This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining us here at Auto Talk Radio this morning. Another beautiful September day. I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen that sunrise coming up right now, poke your head out the window and take a look. It's a beautiful one here in San Diego this morning. So lots of nice, little bit of clouds with the sun coming through it. Looking quite beautiful. So another beautiful day here in San Diego. So we're kind of talking about today. We appreciate everybody joining us. And of course, you can give us a call here, anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about this morning. As always, take your calls and discuss. But the one of the things that... what we're talking about today is practical tips to get your car ready as we slide into the fall and winter months. And if you lived here in San Diego, you're probably laughing a little bit. Well, it's all the same, but it's not. And it's a good time to take a good look at your car. There's different times during the year, spring, fall, et cetera, that it's a great time to look at a couple different things here and there and just make sure that we're keeping your car road ready and ready to go. So good stuff, and we appreciate everybody joining us here this morning, and we're going to talk about that, and like I said, anything automotive-related as far as that goes. Just good stuff today, car-wise, for sure. This morning, Kevin's not with me this morning. He took the morning off and had some things to do and is resting and stuff. So meanwhile, my father's in town, so I invited him to come and sit in on the radio with us. So Kevin's not here, but Ron is. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, San Diego.
Yeah, see, there you go. So now, and of course, Brendan's here too, as always, right, Brendan?
I'm happier.
That wasn't very enthusiastic. No. All right, you turn your mic off. Okay. You go back to sleep. Thanks for joining us, Brendan.
Of course. Always glad to see you guys.
Without you, we can't get in the building.
That's true.
So we truly appreciate you being part of the show. Drinking just a little coffee this morning, getting the day going. But anyway, as we were discussing, we're going to talk about some things to get your car going and all that. But happy to talk about anything else that comes along. Let's see. There's some good stuff. I was just looking through. If you own an Alfa Romeo 4C Spider, Brendan, I think you should get an Alfa Romeo 4C Spider. Have you ever seen one of these cars?
I believe so. Yeah. I think I really wanted one of those when I was,
they're around 2015, 2016. They were cute little cards. There's a clicking noise present from the auxiliary water pump relay. Rapid activation deactivation of the relay causes it to go bad. So if you buy one and you're having that problem, Brendan, you know how to fix it now.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I always like listening to make sure what I need to fix every single week with you guys.
Well, it's funny. Some of these technical bulletins they get, and I understand that that's probably a problem, but how many of these cars do we actually see? I don't think we've ever worked on one of these, so I don't even know how many were sold. Probably not that many. That's one of the reasons that I brought it up.
I'll look it up and see for you.
You're going to tell me how many 2015 Alfa Romeo, or just look up the Alfa Romeo 4C Spider and see how many were sold. Yeah. So anyway. And cooling system problems with Volkswagens, of course. Different Honda circuits. ABS clips broken on things. So all kinds of great stuff going on out there in the automotive world today. And things... that we can discuss or help folks with. Really good stuff. And as always, we're always talking about fuel. So one thing that I was looking up and I have is the vehicles the most expensive to fill up in the U.S. If you own a Ram 1500, that's the most expensive vehicle to fill up right now. So as far as that goes, the Ford F-150 is second. The Chevy Silverado is third. Jeep Wrangler's fourth. Toyota Hilux. Well, we don't have a... there's not a Hilux in this country, so you don't have to worry about that one. Toyota Corolla, next. Toyota Tacoma, Toyota Camry. BMW Series 5. Well, that's quite the list.
Oh, just to double check, does this mean like just one time, like get in there and then how many gallons?
Depends on the gallon of the tank. So if you own these vehicles, obviously they buy their tank gallons. These are the most expensive to fill up.
See, I thought if we were talking about yearly costs, I would guess like a Hummer's probably up there. Probably some other.
Well, not necessarily. What if you only drove it 3 miles a year?
I'm just thinking like miles per gallon, I guess.
You're correct. Well, this is about the same usefulness because this right here just talks about how big the tank is, so how much it's going to cost you to fill it up, you know, most expensive.
I do have sales figures, by the way, for you. Only 16 units made it to North America for that year specifically. 15 in U.S. and 1 in Canada.
Okay, so
that one guy in Canada is like, rats. I mean, dang it.
Well, he's having trouble getting parts, I guarantee you. That can be of a concern.
But they have grown substantially this last year, 2021.
You're talking about Alfa Romeo?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
They sold 126 units here.
Is that in just that Spider 4C? You're talking Alfa Romeos altogether.
No. I'm talking about the 4C sports.
I was going to say, yeah, because they sell a lot of other cars, too.
No.
So, yeah.
The 4C sports cars this last year sold 144 units.
There you go.
Yeah. So they're getting up there.
They're getting up there, 144 cars. How many cars did, how many Ford Mustangs were sold last year?
I'll look that up, too.
It's going to be a lot more than 144, I'm going to tell you right now. You can believe me on this one, Brendan. So anyway, this interesting news. If you own these vehicles, expensive to fill up, but that's also the car with the highest mileage on our list is Ram 1500 with a range of a whooping 7. So this is distance though. If you want to go a long way, the Ram 1500 a whooping 759 on our list with a range of a whooping 759 miles. However, it also one of the least fuel efficient cars with only 22 miles to gallon. The Tesla Model S has the greatest range of electric cars on our list. The EV is able to travel 325 miles on a single charge, thanks to its 95 kilowatt usable battery capacity. Model S and Model X both share the top spot as the most expensive electric car to fully charge, as they share the same battery capacity. Both models cost $14.63 to fully charge in the U.S. That's if you do it at home, not at a charging station, obviously. On average, and the price keeps going up because electricity here in San Diego keeps getting more and more expensive, and I'm sure throughout the nation too with everything going on. So just some cool things, just a little bit of information that I came across and I find interesting. And you know, we're always talking about EVs here and everything else, so just some good tips and things to discuss every now and then. I go through all these articles weekly and just look at some nice things to bring to you folks when we're talking, because there's all kinds of different bulletins and things like that that come out that get sent to all of my technicians and all that. So some of this stuff is basically what the technicians need to know about as far as problems that they're seeing out there in case they run across these. So most of these are technical service bulletins. So 2015 to 19 Chevy Suburbans, there's a lot of those out there, I presume. I know there is. Or Silverados. We work on all those vehicles. May come in on a surging felt when driving. Customers do. And we find during diagnosis that the identity is a torque converter shutter. We're seeing a lot of that on these. It may be caused by additives in the transmission fluid having been depleted, which is true because the converter clutches these days aren't on and off. They're pulse width modulated, so they do a percentage lockup, so they allow for some slippage. And if just like the older days when we had vehicles that not, we used to have a lot more problems with this. We all put additives in them now, but with lockers and if the additive wore out, you'd get a chatter when turning hard. They're getting some chatter out of the torque converters on these vehicles. Which over time, if you don't do something about it, once again, goes back to talking about, as I always do, service and transmissions, you know, and we usually recommend around 20,000 miles. If you do so, then the additives don't deplete in the fluid and you'll never experience this situation they're talking about. But it is a situation for sure that can happen on these vehicles if they're not serviced regularly. So there goes to... I think a service and a transmission versus just waiting 100,000 miles for it to fall out of the car, which does happen. So, it's good to stay on top of your vehicle service. And just another great tip to if you own one of those vehicles, and there's a lot of those out there. Like I said, we service a lot of those, so good way to keep them in order. So, like I said, this morning we're talking about some tips to keep your vehicle ready or get it ready. There's a couple times a year you should take a good look at it. You know, in the spring we talk about AC, but I always think about AC here in San Diego as far as my vehicle and that coming into October. Most people that live here know we usually end up with some pretty strong Santa Anas, which cause the temperatures to spike. Matter of fact, this coming weekend, I believe it's going to be back to the around 100 again inland for a couple days. As we saw a couple weeks ago, quite a few days that were extremely hot. And I tell you what, nothing's more satisfying than your AC working when you're sitting on the freeway and it's 100 degrees outside. So good plan to make sure you keep your vehicle working in the right direction. So anyway, we're just going to run through some of these tips and talk about some different things and good stuff to get looked at anytime as far as that goes. All right, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, obviously, we're happy to talk to you about. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, of course, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for coming up on 30 years. That's a long time. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for coming up on 10 years. So quite a bit of time too. And West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved in smog certified, taking care of folks over there in Central San Diego for over 5 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks right here in the Golden Triangle now for coming up on 4 years now. So all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced, repaired, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis and proper diagnosis on anything. Get your vehicle in. The best money spent is on a proper diagnosis by a qualified technician. at one of our facilities. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles, always all four locations. Go to West Automotive Group, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also make appointments, see what we're about, grab phone numbers for locations, etc. Everything is there, westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on the Automan segments and check out our YouTube channel where we put all our Automan segments after they come out on the weekly schedule. We do the Automan for the Fox 5 News mid-morning Wednesday and for the CW and a Friday morning and Friday evening news. So that's westautomotivegroup.com. Just click on Automan. You can also click on Auto Talk Radio, and we put all our podcasts there too after we're done here live on the radio. So good stuff, and you can grab it. If you want to listen to grab our podcast also and download them, you can grab them through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. They're all there and available for you to download anytime as far as that goes. So just grab them and you can download them and take them with you and listen to them anywhere you want to go. You can also go to the answer, just look up the Answer San Diego 1170, and you can, as far as that goes, listen live, or you can, like I said, if you're downloading, just to go to morning shows and you'll, or weekend morning shows, and you'll find them and you can download them. So, and we're here for your listening pleasure, as always. So, good stuff as far as that goes. Oh, look who it is. It's my friend Bodie. So let's see what Bodie's up to. What are you up to this morning, Bodie?
5'10" and a half.
Oh, there you go. Well, were you taller before?
Did what?
Were you taller before? Or have you shrunk any?
Oh, probably. It's part of life.
It is part of life. That is a true fact. It's
part of life. So I told the screener, I forget his name.
Brendan.
I know his name. Brendan, yeah.
Yeah, him.
So today and tomorrow, the air show up
yes.
in Miramar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then next week is the Del Mar show.
The Good Guys, right?
Auto show.
Good Guys yeah, car shows guys. Next Saturday and Sunday. That's both days, isn't it?
Yeah. I think they start Friday.
Friday afternoon. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big car show. If you haven't been out to that, you should go check it out. There is so many beautiful cars there and cool stuff to look at. It's a great car show.
It's 25 to get in, and parking is like 15. So that's $40 hit. And it's once a year, and you'll more than likely not ever see these cars on the road.
No. No, and it's cool. Yeah. I mean, and it's pretty much, you could make a day out of it. You can make it a complete day event because there's so much to look at.
Oh, wonderful. And so I woke up this morning, and I just, you know, my brain works in funny ways. Is I thought of a great joke, and I said, you got to tell Brian. So you'll like this one. What does Smokey the Bear and Alexander the Great have in common?
I don't know.
They have the same middle name.
Smokey the Bear and Alexander the Great. And I'm proud of you, Bodie. That was a nice, clean joke, too.
Well, they're all clean. Some get a little edgy.
Some are a little edgy, yes. But that's a good joke. That's a good one. That's right. They have the same middle name.
They have the same middle name. You know who really likes it more than adults is children love that joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a perfect joke for everybody of all ages. It's a good one.
It is. Yeah. It's all right.
Awesome.
Say well, sir.
You too. Thanks for calling in. Good talking to you, my friend. Have a safe, wonderful weekend.
Same with y'all. Ciao.
Ciao. So, anyway, good stuff there. Bodie's always got something fun to throw out there. So, and call him with good stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of. So, yes, the Miramar Air Show is this weekend, as the Garden Guys were talking about previously, too. So quite busy in that area, I would say. And it just amazes me that there was protesters this week over the overpasses by there because they're protesting the use of jet fuel, which is not green, they're saying, to put on an air show that. Boy, I tell you what, no matter what you do in this world these days, there's always somebody that really don't appreciate what you're doing in there. So one of those things. So, but you got to keep living, right? I mean, air shows are fun. It's cool stuff. That's another thing, like the Good Guys show that's next week. And I was just thinking when he's talking about the Good Guys car show, you know, the other big show that happens, there's a couple big shows that happen at the fairgrounds. There's the auto show. There's the fishing and boat show. And then there's the gun show. Well, the gun show gets a lot of people that upset too. So it's just very interesting.
Bodie and I were talking about this while I was screening his call, that it's really just for camaraderie and, you know, showing your pride for this country, basically. And and that's what we really do need in right now, because when in doubt, you know, what's the one thing that will bring us together is how much we love this country and how much we do appreciate
that's true.
All the servicemen that protected this country. And this is one of the ways to, you know, look at it. And another thing,
you should appreciate that, because all the people that have been in the military or are in the military give up a lot to make this country great for you.
Exactly. I sort of compared it to back in, I think it was World War I, with the Great White Fleet, where all we did was just sail across the country just so we could show off our Navy ships to all the other countries and be like, hey, look at us. We're America, and you should really watch out for us.
Yeah,
and
that was a good show of force, yes.
Exactly. But I appreciated it still, because I think it's really something that shows, like, yes, we are one of the best countries in the world, and we should all get together in
sharing that. It's very patriotic.
Exactly. You know, so I'll still celebrate the air show every single year.
Oh, I think it's, and you know what? I agree with you totally. Mm-hmm. And it's great also because it allows for younger folks to get out. You know, you can take kids. When Zach was little, that's one of the places I used to take him all the time, you know, to the air show. Like, we go and watch the airplanes and, like, you know, and it's just good stuff. You're right. And it's very patriotic and makes you feel good.
And
it brings everybody there together and should. So, you know, I mean, we can't. That's like saying I should stop driving to save the fuel or something like that. I should walk.
I want to play that war song, Why Can't We Just Be Friends, right now so badly. I have no idea.
But in all honesty, get out, man. Check it out, the air show, if you got nothing going this weekend. What a great thing to see. And then, like Bodie said, next weekend, the Good Guys car show is amazing. And you could spend a whole day walking that thing. And there's so many cars they bring to that. It's just amazing. And everything from hot rods to performance vehicles. I mean, it's just a cool car show. It's probably one of the biggest car shows that I've ever been to be honest with you. So as far as that goes. And this isn't, you know, obviously every year we have the San Diego car show also, which is all the new cars and the manufacturers and all that. But this is not that type of car show. It's people that have built cars, old cars that are been restored. It's just a lot of cool stuff. So if you can, get out to the car show next week and check it out for sure. You know, and the Cruise for Kids does a lot of coffee and car stuff in La Jolla a lot of times, things like that. All those are really cool to see. So there's all kinds of cool cars out there, and you can just spend the day and take the kids, show them, etc. And gives you something to do. Some of these don't, you know, I know the Good Guys cost a bit, but the ones like they hold in La Jolla and all that, usually there's no cost to them. You can just go and grab a cup of coffee and walk around and check them out. And cars are cool, man. There's no reason to be upset about a car, right? So good stuff there as far as that goes. All right, so 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. We're talking about getting your vehicle looked at is couple times a year, and I pick spring and fall as good times to do so. In doing so, I want to make sure that you know, the number one on my list is brakes and tires. Why? Because although it's good to go, it's good to stop, and I like to stop properly when it's time. So if your tires have wear bars showing, as we get, and one thing we do get here in San Diego, we will head into a season when we get a little bit of rain. So as we are doing so, getting ready for that, you need to take a good look at your tires. You know, I see people that are often like, oh, I can get a couple more miles out of those. But safety-wise, tires that are almost worn out, wear bars showing, you get a little bit of water on the road. They don't stop that well. They greatly reduce your stopping power. So We want to make sure your brakes are good and tires are good, because if the brakes are good and the tires aren't, it won't make any difference, because you're just going to slide right into where you're not supposed to be. So we want to be careful about that. We take a good look at those. We inspect the brakes and tires during a usually service. So, and when I say twice a year, like getting ready for, so most of us are on a 6 month, 5,000 mile oil change cycle now, because like at the West Automotive Group, we only use all full synthetic oil. So, you know, this is a great time to get a good oil service, get your vehicle inspected properly, make sure that everything's doing the right thing and working the right way. You know, if the tires are in good shape, we check the tire pressure, make sure your pressure's on. The great thing about tire pressure today is most vehicles have tire pressure monitors on them if you have a newer vehicle, so tires start to get low. But you still should check and equal out the pressure. You could drop quite a bit of pressure before the light comes on a tire pressure monitor. So it's good to make sure and keep your tires aired up. Check them at least twice a year, even if you're not getting a light on. And keep things going in the right direction as far as that goes. All right, we're going to continue talking about more items here that as far as should be looked at as we're coming in. Change of the seasons, as I would call it. Give us a call here, though, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning back in. 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. We were just chatting real quick during the break. Something has nothing to do with cars, but apparently Kohl's Carpets, Kohl's Rugs, is giving away rugs to first-come, first-served teachers, like a teacher appreciation thing for at one of their stores. I don't know where it said it was at. We get to see the really cool news, so. And Kohl's Carpets, cool people. Steve Kohl, I've known him for years, a good guy. So great, great company. His daughter Lauren and them. It's where I buy all my carpet. So they're good people. So, but apparently, Marina District, it must be at their Marina store. Teachers are waiting in line. They're giving free area rugs, I guess,
away or something. And it's at two locations.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you looked it up.
San Diego and San Marcos. If you want the actual addresses, it's 1170 West Marina Boulevard, San Diego. And in San Marcos, it is 2175 Montiel Road.
Yep. So if you're a teacher, you can get down there and get your free rug. If you're not a teacher, I would stay away from there because it's going to be extremely busy probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there's a free advertising for my friend Steve and his family at a place. But no, really, they're a great company. So when it comes to carpet and rugs and all that stuff, that's where I bought my new rug that's in the living room. It's really cool. So it's called Smoke.
And a lovely rug it is.
Yes. Yes, it's a beautiful rug it is. So anyway. Well, I had to buy a new couch, so I had to buy a new rug, right, Brendan?
Yeah, of course. You got to match the appeal there.
Everything's got to match.
Any more special that rug is, then it's going to go flying soon. It's a flying magic rug.
I do not have a magic rug, Brendan.
Okay.
Sorry, that is not the truth. So all good, though. All good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. We're here to talk to you about. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries also. Interstate Batteries, they are the highest quality batteries out there and the number one technician recommended battery in the world for sure. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment, and we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, and I'm telling you, these folks have batteries for everything. This is where I get my batteries for my battery backup for the server, for my alarms on all locations. There's little backup batteries in those. I get them from Interstate. Everything. Everything that put a battery in, you know, remotes, things like that, Interstate Battery has you covered. So if it's not if it is automotive related, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. We'll get you a battery installed. If it's not automotive related, you can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. So great stuff. Great stuff. So this morning, we're talking about items we need to take a good look at. And actually, you know, I say twice a year, and I like to bring this up, but as far as that goes, it's really not the change I see. It's just a good time to put a good look at your vehicle. That's why at the West Automotive Group, we always do a 40-point inspection when we do the AAA 40-point inspection with the oil service on your vehicle, so that we can put a good eye on it and let you know if there is any concerns going on with the vehicle. So we talked about tires, very important, obviously, and brakes, two of the most important things to put a good eye on. And just some good information to have in brakes. When you're having brakes inspected, we actually measure them by millimeters. And the reason for that is there's some pretty important things that go along with this when it comes to brakes. So disc brakes, you get down to 4 millimeters, 3 millimeters in that area, it's time to replace them. You get to 2 millimeters, you're risking actually having a pad shear and go metal to metal pretty easily, because what happens with most brake pads are bonded these days, where the material is glued to the steel backing plate. And when you get down below 3 millimeters, start to get down to 2 millimeters, the bonding glue heats up pretty heavily using those brake pads. And what happens often is the glue will kind of liquidize, and the pad will shear off on a hard stop, and boom, you're metal to metal that quick. So that's why. And if you think about it, you look at what 2 millimeters is, that's a very thin amount of material left. So you know, at 4 we start recommending them. You get down to 3, you definitely need to put brakes on. You get to 2 and you're risking, you could have a little bit of an issue for sure. So brakes are important to be looked at properly. We don't use percentages. The reason why we don't use percentages is we're not really sure how thick the brakes were when they started. So how do you know what percentage they are? As far as some brake pads are 12 millimeters, some are 10, some. So there's quite a bit of difference in different cars. The only real standard way to let a client know about what's left on the brakes is by measurement. So we know what 4 millimeters is when we measure them left. We know what 3 is, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, we know exactly what that is. That's a good standard versus, oh, I think you have 20% left on your brakes. That really doesn't tell anybody anything. So make sure that if you're not coming to the West Automotive Group, whoever's looking at your brakes is actually measuring them. Very important as far as that goes. All right, let's real quick grab John in Lemon Grove. Good morning, John.
Hello.
I see you have a tire question.
Yes. A moment ago, you mentioned tire pressure monitoring systems. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, how do those systems work?
Okay. There's actually a sensor inside each tire. And through a radio frequency, they talk to the body control module of the car, and it actually gives the information of what the tire pressure is.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time, and they've gotten really good at it. I mean, the systems are good. And keep in mind also, so that the one thing that you probably won't notice this, but I would. If you were to lower one tire pressure to like 25 PSI and then rotate the tires, that for a little while you have to drive the car before it realizes, oh, that tire's on the back. So, you know, but the system can actually determine which tire and where they are. It takes a little bit of driving though for them to catch up and figure out, okay, that this signal is coming from the left rear, not the left front. But they're that smart that they will figure it, the car will figure it out in a short amount of driving and then monitor. And the reason I know this, like I said, if I was to lower the left front tire to 25 and put all the others at 40, let's say, and drive the car around, and it's registering 25, and then I rotate the tires and move that tire to the left rear, it'd take about 15 miles of driving before it figured out that it's on the left rear.
Oh, I see.
But it does continue to monitor, so it eventually figures out, okay, hey, that tire is now the left rear, and it will switch things up. So as far as that goes, but yeah, they've gotten really good. They really have. You know, the first systems were kind of questionable, and we had issues with them. But they work very well these days.
I see.
Jeff, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, another question, if you have time.
Sure.
I drive a 2005 Toyota Matrix.
Okay.
And after a certain mileage, I don't know, I get a light on the dashboard says maintenance required, mm-hmm. and that tells me I'm due for an oil change. How does the car know it's due for an oil change based on the odometer reading?
Correct. It just does it by mileage. That's exactly what it does.
I see.
So it goes by the last time that was set, reset, and then just as you get to a certain, and it's probably 5,000. That might be 7,500 on that car, though. The Toyota was setting the mileage out quite a bit back. So it just depends. But yes, it's all done by mileage for sure.
I see. All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
No problem. Thanks for the question. Thanks for being a listener. Have a wonderful.
I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much, John. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. Take care now. That was a really good question. Well, it is. And what, you know, I often tell people, like, you know, some of these questions, like, I don't give it a lot of thought because I know how it works and all that. But if you didn't, it's kind of like questions that I ask about things like, you know, like my electrician or my plumber, you know, things that I don't do every day. I don't really know how they work. So I ask, like, hey, how's this thing work? You know, so that's why people ask those questions, which are good questions. Let's see what Dave's got to say in Las Vegas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What you got going on?
Well, the reason I'm calling you, I think you guys are experts in auto transmission. So I have a 1997 Land Cruiser that I've had for, bought it in 2000. And I don't drive it a lot. I still only got less than 150,000 on it. So the way I service my transmission all along is that maybe every 20,000 miles I'll change a filter and change the fluid in the pan. That's got a really big pan. I've heard a lot of garages suggest doing BG services and stuff like that. What's your guys' feelings on that?
Well, complete fluid exchanges through the BG have their purpose. But if you're servicing that tranny every 20,000 miles and replacing the filter and doing the proper thing there, you really never need that because you're changing out enough of the fluid and you're staying on top of it. The fluid exchanges that we recommend is when we see a lot of times a vehicle that the service hasn't been done regularly and the fluid's starting to really discolor, have a lot of contaminants in it. At that point,
then
we want to get it all out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I've been doing it every 20,000 because some years I only put like 4,000 or 5,000 miles a year on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I go off road, but we don't take any long trips or anything, so.
As long as the fluid's staying clean in it, which is our objective, because that when it starts to have contaminants in it and circulate it through there, that's what causes valve body wear, you know, solenoids, things like that that have issues. So as long as the fluid's staying clean in it, then you're doing the right thing, and it's the way to do it.
Okay, and what's your thoughts about the? I guess you call it the synthetic transmission fluid.
Yeah, we only
add it to it.
Yeah, we only run full synthetic fluids in everything as far as that goes. Okay. They're definitely the best. So you should be running a full synthetic transmission fluid in it for sure.
So when I switch transmission fluid this time and I'm getting ready to do it, can I just start servicing with this full synthetic then?
Sure. It's fully compatible with the previous fluid. So, yes, not a problem at all. Just start using full synthetic now for every service.
Oh, great. Hey, thank you very much. I always wished I was nearby your place where I could use your services.
Hey, no problem. We appreciate you listening to us, and give us a call anytime, and have yourself a safe, wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye. Good question when it comes to transmission servicing. Yeah, you do it every 20,000 miles. You'll get that transmission usually in great working order. There's no need to do a complete fluid exchange on the system. Just replace the filter and fluid that often, and you'll keep her in good working order. He lives out in Vegas. He probably takes her out and plays with it out in the desert, I'm sure. So one of his toys. But therefore, you want to keep the transmission in good working order. Nobody wants to be broke down 20 miles from nowhere. That's a terrible problem to have.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's hopefully you have somebody with you to drag you out. That's the rules. So we're just talking about you can give us a call here, anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. We're kind of talking about, good inspections on your vehicles twice a year, whether you're coming into spring or fall. It's a good time to have your cycle to have your car looked at. And we were talking about brakes and tires. And one of the other things is lights, which is very simple. You can check this yourself, but we always check for all the lights. As you know, the days get shorter and you're up early in the morning and it's dark out, or you're coming home in the evening and it's dark already. You want to be able to see, and you want people to see you. So, if you're driving some of the older vehicles, especially making sure the lights are in great working order. Check all your tail lights, brake lights, your flashers work, your emergency flashers, which a lot of people don't check that often, but important things to make sure that, you're keeping yourself in good working order as far as that goes. And people can see you, and you can see everybody out there. So lights are very important. And one that we often don't think about, especially here in San Diego, until it starts to rain, is wiper blades. If you're... it's terrible when it starts raining. It just smears across the windshield and you can't hardly see what's going on. Not good stuff at all. So the wiper blades are very important when it starts to rain. It's even worse when they don't work well and it's just a light rain and you just smear like mud across your windshield and dirt. So wiper blades wear out not from use here in Southern California. They wear out from the sun. And they get destroyed. So keep in mind, it's hot out. The rubber blades sitting on that hot windshield all those days long while we're going through the whole summer. So they crack or wear or start to come apart. And they just don't do an adequate job.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it was. So check the rubber. Make sure it's all good. Make sure it's clean and that. But if you haven't replaced your wiper blades, usually once a year here is a good time to do so to keep good blades going. Your heater and defrost, most of us, we've been using nothing but AC. So, when we do get into, the season here, believe it or not, mornings do get cool and we can get some frost here in San Diego. So, defroster is great to have during those times. And also if it's a little chilly outside to warm yourself up. So, you do want to make sure that's working. A great time to check the cabin filter once again, because not only does it, clean the air for the AC system, it cleans the air for the heater and defrost. So very important items as far as that goes. When you don't have a defrost and it's raining, then the window steams up inside. It's very hard to see and drive. It's kind of an unsafe condition. So driving with fogged up windows is an accident waiting to happen for sure. So check the front and rear defroster to ensure proper working condition if necessary. We'll repair the heater defrost systems. We do a lot of those, so all good. And a big one we talk about, and obviously, I talk about interstate batteries and all that, but having the battery checked. We do a full battery check on every service when we do an oil service for all of our clients, and it should be done to your vehicle and have the battery checked properly. We're looking for corrosion at the terminals or cable ends, checking for loose connections, and then also just checking the life of the battery and where it's at. Batteries tend to fail when it gets really temperatures change, when it goes cooler or hotter. Either way can cause a battery failure. They don't like when temperatures change heavily. That's one thing that's very strainful on a battery. And if it's marginal or heading to the battery grave, that's when your battery will fail. And I tell you, when your battery fails, when you come out one morning and you need to be somewhere, that's when your battery fails. I'm going to tell you right now. So that's not when you want it to fail. So make sure that the battery's being checked and tested, and those type of things are very important for sure. And along with that is a great inspection under the hood. Looking under the hood will allow you to identify any obvious signs of wear. We look at all the different kinds of things, belts and filters and everything else under there, you know, and making sure we're on top of the maintenance. Are you coming up on the mileage to have spark plugs replaced, et cetera? There's a lot of good maintenance items that need to be are a time and mileage thing. And if you stay on top of them, you prevent breakdowns and failures. You know, folks, we talk about things like, let's say, take spark plugs, for example, replacing spark plugs. If you let spark plugs go an extended period of time, you've overstressed all the coils also. So usually you'll lose a coil, et cetera. By staying on top of that, you can save yourself a lot of money, and coils last a long time on a vehicle. So there's just items that end up costing you more money if you don't stay on top of the maintenance of them, for sure. So we want to make sure and stay on top of those and get them looked at properly and save you some. We want to look at, when we talked about belts, we want to look at hoses. We're looking for any leaks. Squeeze the hoses. Are they spongy? Are they cracking? If so, then, you know, we need to get those replaced. Are the belts starting to wear? Use a belt gauge on them. Check them. Check the depth of them, etc., you know, as far as that goes. And like I said, the filters in the car, the air filter, checking all these items keeps you in good condition. Checking coolant level and making sure that we keep the coolant in good order and it's replaced, you know. We also, if you run ethylene glycol coolant, you'll hear me say every 2 years, 24,000 miles, extended life, 3 years, 50,000 miles. Just keeps that cooling system in good working order, keeps the additives in good order, and prevents corrosion and breakdown and items like plugging the radiator, et cetera. Great stuff. Let's grab Mark in La Mesa real quick. Good morning, Mark. You have a question?
Yes, good morning. I've got a couple of questions about wiper blades and then one about tires. What makes the wiper blades chatter? Is it the windshield or the rubber on the wipers?
Well, it's the rubber on the wipers a lot of times when they get worn. And so, you know what? And I thought about something when you just asked this question. I'm a wiper blades, you can go from very inexpensive to very expensive wiper blades. I'm a big fan of the Euro blades because they don't have the metal on them. They're tensioned on their own, and they do the best job cleaning the window. But the quality of rubber, so you get some inexpensive wiper blades can do that, or ones that are starting to wear out also. It's just from the heat on the rubber starts to cause it to break down, and it does that.
Can wiper blades damage a windshield that cause it to streak or scratches? Or
if you get material stuck in them or under them, yes, absolutely. They could, yeah.
Okay. And the other thing about tires, I always have arguments about this, but professionals tell me always go by the recommended tire pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any exceptions to that? Because friends of mine say, well, what happens if you have high-performance tires or truck tires? I've had truck tires that say have a maximum of 70 pounds, and does that make any difference as far as?
Well, it depends. I can tell you this: like if you're putting I would not run a tire at 70 psi on a light duty pickup truck, because I'll tell you what: number one, it's not going to handle that well, and it takes all the tires also help with the suspension and the stopping and all that and comfort of the ride. So, but sometimes you can go up a bit depending on the tire. So yes, I mean, I used to run larger tires, on my F-250 and I did not run, the tire spec on those that the manufacturer, but I also don't run I do not max out the tire pressure on it either. I think on those I was running them at 50 PSI is where I ran them versus like 40 PSI, which the other tires were recommended for originally. So sometimes, yes, it's okay to change up a little bit here. You have to find a happy medium. Like the Ford Ranger I drive, it says 35 PSI. I actually run those tires at 40 PSI. Because the truck handles better, but it's a little firmer ride. Some people may not like that, but I feel like at 35 PSI, the ride is too soft for me. I don't like it. So that's what I do. So yeah, I mean, you can a bit there. Just depends.
Right. Well, thank you very much for clearing that up. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, you know what? It's been an hour. And Brendan says, 2 minutes. And then he tells me, get off the radio. That's next. Yeah. So we do appreciate everybody joining us. Man, I love doing this Auto Talk Radio. I love when you guys call in and part of it. And we appreciate everybody that listens. So hopefully we're bringing you good information that you like. And I like sharing it with everybody. So we do appreciate you, like I said, joining in. Everybody should keep the rubber side down and shiny side out. Up, not out. But that is out if you keep it up. So be safe out there. Have a wonderful weekend. If you live here in San Diego, get out, enjoy the air show, like we said, or whatever you like to do. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's supposed to be quite warm here, actually, to be honest with you. So hopefully your AC is working well. Keep yourself cool and everything else. And like I said, just be safe and do the great things. We will be back here next Saturday morning. As always, Kevin should be joining me too at 7 o'clock, as always. So keep your dial tuned in and make sure and join us here and listen and give us a call if you have any questions, automotive related, etc. And we'll be here for it. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM. Until next Saturday, everybody be safe.
Goodbye, San Diego.
Goodbye, San Diego, and everybody else out there. Take care.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.